Mr. Speaker.
Order.
Parliament resumed at 2 p.m. starting budget week with questions to ministers dominated by the housing shortage and the opposition trying to wring an admission from the Prime Minister that there was a crisis, starting with questions for John Key from opposition leader Andrew Little.
Is Kim Campbell, Chief Executive of the Employers and Manufacturers Association Northern, right when he says, quotes, whatever's happening now, it's not working, end quotes, and what we need is a massive government-led house-building program, which, funny enough, sounds a lot like Labor's Kiwi-builder program.
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, he's absolutely right when he says whatever is happening now is not working, if he's talking about the Labor Party.
Order. Supplementary question, Andrew.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. When Kim Campbell, the CTU's Richard Wagstaff, and even Paula Bennett say there's a crisis, why doesn't he admit the government's housing policies have just failed?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Government's response in housing has been quite comprehensive, and that's why we're seeing 9,500 new homes being built in Auckland, the highest for more than 11 years. Speaker, that's why we're seeing more people employed in construction. That's why we are seeing people accessing KiwiSaver Homestart to get in their homes. Mr Speaker, this is an issue which takes quite a lot of catch-up because of the work that's required. But I will say this government and under Minister Smith has been implementing a wide range of policies. The previous government sat around for 9 years and did absolutely nothing.
Minister Smith being Nick Smith, the Minister of Building and Housing, who tried to sheet the blame for the housing situation back across the chamber with the help of a patsy question from a National backbencher asking if he'd seen any reports about the adverse effects of getting rid of Auckland's urban limits, but then pushed it too far.
I have another statement in which wholesale destruction of the city limits is the last thing that Aucklanders want to see. It will allow suburban sprawl to rip across the countryside.
Order.
From
Fulleray
to
Hamilton. Order. Member. Member will resume his seat.
The Speaker, David Carter, stopped the Minister before he could identify the source of the statements.
That question is not going to help, or the answer is not going to help.
Order.
Oh, point of order, the Honourable Terry Brownley.
The Government's Leader of the House tried to salvage the situation.
Mr Speaker, it was a reasonable question. Well, it was. And while the Minister might have taken too long to read some of the extremely strong quotes that were offered by someone, it would be nice for the House to know exactly who said those things.
Yeah. No.
Mr Carter was not persuaded.
No. It wasn't an unreasonable answer. It went on for far too long, and I listened very, very carefully. I was left in little doubt that it was going to then be a breach of Speaker's ruling 1744.
Which bans questions about reports of opposition statements that are outside a minister's responsibilities, prompting Mr Brownlee to take a different tack with a question of his own.
Who was the genius personality that made those comments?
No, there's no responsibility for that.
Collapse of stout party, while the Prime Minister also faced two questions from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Does he stand by all his statements? If so, why?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes, and because I do.
And question number two.
Does he stand by all his statements? If so, how?
The Right Speaker. Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes, and by saying so.
Mr Peters followed that up with a question about the gold card.
Why is the Prime Minister saying that the gold card can be continued to be used in Auckland when this document's here coming out on Friday say the very opposite from Auckland Transport?
The Right Speaker, Honourable Prime Minister.
You didn't ask me about specifically Auckland.
Supplementary question, Speaker.
Supplementary question, Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Prime Minister, why is the subterfuge of a needlessly expensed gold-coloured hop card going to replace the free gold card retirees have been happily using for years?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, the advice I've had is that there are long-term benefits of using the hop card.
Question time was followed by more on housing, with the House forming itself into a committee of the whole for detailed debate on three bills, starting with the Government's Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.